Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello, friend, and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is March 10th, 2024. We are currently in the month of awareness, and that falls under the discipline of perception. Our episode for today is 375. What expensive things cost. Thank you for joining me every Sunday for this self-discovery, stoic journey. I hope that you're gaining something from it as well. So, concerning the things we pursue, and for which we vigorously exert ourselves, we owe this consideration. Either there is nothing useful in them, or most aren't useful. Some of them are superfluous, while others aren't worth that much. But we don't discern this and see them as free when they cost us dearly. Seneca, Moral Letters, 42.6. Seneca is addressing the nature of our pursuits and endeavors, urging us to critically evaluate the things we vigorously pursue. He suggests that we often fail to recognize the true value of our pursuits and may mistakenly pursue them as beneficial or worthwhile, when in reality they may not be. The quote emphasizes that we should consider whether the things we pursue are truly useful or necessary. Seneca suggests that some of our pursuits may be superfluous or of little value, yet we fail to discern this and instead perceive them as free or readily available. In reality, these pursuits may come at a cost, whether it be in terms of time, effort, or other resources. Seneca's message encourages us to engage in introspection and reflection regarding our pursuits, questioning whether they align with our values and contribute positively to our lives. By evaluating the true worth and utility of our endeavors, we can make more informed choices and avoid investing our energy in pursuits that ultimately yield little benefit or satisfaction. So with that, I'd like to share some of my thoughts from this week. Admiration of others is an unnecessary pursuit that I work far too hard for, or at least I did a lot when I was in the bar scene. I suppose the same goes for my sobriety. Rather than seeking attention and admiration from many, the focus became winning Sunflower over. This clearly didn't turn out the way I expected, and I'm still learning the cost of some of my mistakes. One thing that I was struggling to work towards was financial gains before I was ready for them. My emotional and psychological relationship with money and budgeting isn't as strong as I would like it to be. Acting impulsively, in my opinion, is the root of most of my issues here. Getting swept up in the moment, leading to me either being very indecisive or extremely decisive. However, this decisiveness comes from a place of high emotions and a mindset fogged from the thrall of them. Once again, I find myself being the loudest about what I perceive as wrong with my life, complaining to anyone who will listen. Even when there is no one around, the complaining goes on internally. Although, upon further inspection, I notice that I switch between bragging and complaining. Epictetus kindly points out that nobody cares to hear either one, which isn't exactly a bad thing. It can be helpful to realize that the only people that really care about our wins and losses are ourselves, and if we can find a way to care less about winning and losing, staying in the journey becomes the game. My time and attention are things I claim to protect and have a grasp on. However, I am finding that less and less believable as time goes on, especially given my recent actions and decisions. One aspect that hinders my full comprehension of the importance of safeguarding these non-renewable resources is that I don't exactly protect my physical well-being any more than my mental or emotional. In fact, I've put myself in harm's way on purpose on more than one occasion. The anniversary of my car accident is approaching quickly, and it's a perfect example of how unstable my mental state can get. I put my own well-being on the line, focusing my attention on things I can't control, and allowing it to affect me negatively. All that said, getting into that accident set off a chain of events that I'm very thankful and grateful for in hindsight. If it weren't for ending up in the drunk tank that night, I would likely have gone out the next one and repeated this self-destructive cycle I was in. Not only this, I can't be confident that Sunflower and I would have ended up together. Oddly enough, I feel like all of these were tangled together in one tapestry. Sunflower made me a better person. In my opinion, if it weren't for her, I would have started drinking again. And to be blunt, I feel like I was a terrible person when I was. So even though she's no longer a part of my life, the time that I did have with her sparked feelings, thoughts, and dreams in me that I thought I wouldn't experience within my lifetime. She touched my heart in a way that I will never be able to forget. She touched my heart in a way that I will never be able to forget, nor do I wish to. It's unclear to me whether my social circle is making me better or worse at this point. In my personal life, I feel as though I've lost a lot of friendships over the last few years. I'm struggling with missing people that seem to no longer be on speaking terms with me, due to my arrogance growing larger through my pursuit of sobriety and higher standards for myself, or past actions from my time in the bar scene. My recent big mistake is holding others to the same new higher standard. It isn't up to me how people live or the decisions they make, though. To be honest, I jumped the gun and cut people out of my life that weren't necessarily a bad influence. Since I quit drinking, nobody really has influenced that decision. So I don't know why I acted like my circle was holding me back, because I think in reality, I ended up holding myself back from building stronger bonds with those that supported and believed in me. Right now, the only role model that comes to mind for me is Gary Vaynerchuk. I think this is in response to me looking back and seeing how lacking my soft skills and chasing material possessions hindered my relationship. Financial gains aren't what I should have been paying attention to, and by the time I realized my mistakes, it was too late. I didn't give my relationship with Sunflower the care and attention it needed. My ability to be empathetic and let go of the past, coupled with my anxieties and insecurities, put a strain on us. I can clearly see reasons for her feeling the need to end things when I reflect on how all over the place my mental and emotional states have been. Gary, from what I can see, is more genuinely selfless and grateful than I was, not only when it comes to Sunflower, but friends, family, and even my job and housing. At some point, or another, I've taken all of these things for granted, preventing me from embracing and enjoying the present moment, and missing a past that I can barely remember from my other bad habits of excessive alcohol or, as of late, cannabis consumption. Gary takes into consideration how grateful he is to even exist. For what it's worth, at least I'm starting to understand the underlying costs and trade-offs that come with my decisions, and hopefully this means moving forward, I will get better at weighing them properly, taking a step back as to separate my impulsive and exaggerated emotions from the situation. So on that bittersweet note, I'm going to wrap things up for this episode so that I can attempt doing what's essential for me. I'm eager to learn more about myself as well as others while developing new or unused skills along the way. I hope that I do get more opportunities to show my gratitude and appreciation to those I love. Although I need to remain patient as I progress, remembering that all things, including building relationships in life, take time. I enjoy journaling as it helps me to reflect, and I recommend everyone try it for a while at least. I feel good about getting these thoughts out, even when it is difficult or feels unhelpful. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best, and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.